You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You do know that ClevelandBrowns.com is your most trusted source for Browns news, plus the latest photos and videos straight from the source right here in Berea. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. And got some really good stuff up there by our own Kevin Jones. You want to check out a piece he did in conjunction with the Major League All-Star Baseball game, a Browns All-Star Baseball lineup. We put that together. I do my daily kickoff piece, which takes you around the league, and got some items about the Broncos and Seahawks up there. And Mike Wallace, how about Mike Wallace talking about being a kickoff returner? I don't know if that investment that the Dolphins made in him as a receiver is going to take him there, but that's what Wallace wants to do. Okay. After a 73-catch disappointing Miami season last year, the former Steeler. All right, 216-578-0850, but we'll get into your calls later because right now we are very pleased to welcome with us someone who's frequently on this show and knows this team inside and out. He is Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal. Hello, Nate.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us, taking a little time here as we get closer, 10 days away. Nate, I know you're looking forward to that and where we can start talking about some more in-depth football and a training camp version of this football team and how it's going to all look. But I want to start with our theme of the day. And by the way, Nate is joining us via the Ohio Business Machines hotline. Our theme is the running back position as we preview it. Your thoughts on this being, it seems to us, the most spirited, I think, of any of the positions that could be waged, because you've heard more, and mostly from Ben Tate, but you've heard more discussion among the players involved, especially Tate, that, hey, you know, I'm the guy and I got this, and Terrence West basically saying, yeah, that's fine, he can say that, but Terrence West is not going to give any ground on this either.
No, he's not, and he made it clear that he thinks he can challenge Tate despite what Tate's saying, and what Tate's saying is, hey, you know, when I'm healthy, when I'm playing well, I'm in a class by myself. Nobody else in this running back room scares me. It comes off as pretty cocky, but, you know, he's a veteran guy who's been in the league for, you know, four seasons and was behind one of the best, Arian Foster. And, you know, Tate's take is, hey, you know, I had to compete against him every day in practice, then, you know, I shouldn't consider, anything else a daunting task in terms of faith in other guys in this position battle. And I think Tate has the advantage in this. I think that the Browns are counting on him to be the featured back this coming season. But, you know, he has, a history of injuries on his resume. And even if, you know, you can keep a guy completely healthy, you still need, more than one back because one guy can't do it all, especially for, you know, an offense that, is going to, focus on running the ball a lot and being an all-weather offense and not relying solely on the pass like, was the case last season most of the time. So I think, you know, regardless of how it shakes out, both those guys, Tate and West, the top two backs, are going to have prominent roles. But right now I am sticking with Tate to be the starter heading into the season.
Nate, that having been said, as we know, this Browns running game has just been pretty much horrific over the course of the last couple of seasons. It was something that became such a stumbling block, and I think we've all can agree one of the biggest reasons that offensively this thing has been challenged for the past couple of years. How good do you feel about Kyle Shanahan's zone read and zone block run scheme? And you just pointed it out, but why is it such a good fit, do you believe, in this division, Nate? And can it get the Browns back to where they want to be by being able to win football games defensively and by being able to run the football, especially with leads in the fourth quarter?
Well, I think everyone should expect a significant improvement from the running game this season. I think it's a good fit for the division because, you know, we alluded to it earlier, but, you know, Mike Pettine said when he got hired that he wants an all-weather offense. When you play in cold weather cities, you know, like Cleveland, Cincinnati, Buffalo, and Pittsburgh, you need to be able to control the tempo of the game on the ground and not, you know, just rely on the pass like they did last year. The Browns brass, the new regime, the guys who are in the building now, think it's insane that that the team led the league with passing in passing attempts with 681 last season. I think there's no way you should play in Cleveland, you should play in the AFC North and lead the league in passing attempts. So there's going to be a focus. There's a philosophy change, and there's going to be a focus on running the ball a lot more and running the ball a lot better. So in terms of the zone scheme, you know, every team runs some zone blocking schemes, but not every team and actually not many teams major in it, like the Browns are going to major in it. And, you know, that's about 80% of the running plays are going to be using the zone blocking scheme. And I do think that just if you look at the history of the zone blocking scheme in Denver, even before in Washington, but in Denver, when Kyle Shanahan's father was the head coach, I mean, you remember that there's all kinds of backs who came in there, mm-hmm. and they just seemed to turn out, you know, 1,000-yard seasons after 1,000-yard seasons with different guys. And I think that bodes well for the Browns.
Nate Ulrich is joining us via the Ohio Business Machines hotline. He covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal. And, Nate, I'm glad you brought up the scheme, because I think that's a huge part of the conversation in dealing with the competition, in assessing it. Now, you fully expect Ben Tate to win this job, but as I look at it too, I'm wondering how much I'm leaving myself open, I guess, to see how much good chemistry is built between whichever the back is, Tate or West, to be the guy to be designated the starter. And it's obviously a bigger risk to do that with a rookie who hasn't done this in the NFL, who is learning his way. But there is something about watching him run and move that looked as much, if not more, in sync than I saw from Tate or any other back through the offseason workouts. Just the way he was gelling with that O-line, because the patience thing, the timing thing, all of that is really part and parcel to succeeding in this offense. What were some of your observations when it came to that subject?
You know, I thought Tate looked good for the most part. I think that he hesitated at times early on in spring practices, but I think he got more comfortable as time went on and really started, you know, making that one cut that you need to make in that system. You know, vision is really important. You need to see how the blocking develops as you're kind of moving laterally behind the line and then make that one cut and go. So, you know, I think both backs are capable of it. Ben Tate is fluent in it. You know, this is what they did, with the Houston Texans. So he is very familiar with it, used to this style. And I think that we'll know a lot more at the running back position when the pads come on. That's one of the positions that you really can't tell a whole lot until you're in pads. And I think that, I want to make it clear that I think that Terrence West is a threat to Ben Tate, mm-hmm. even though Ben Tate doesn't think so. I think Terrence West is a legitimate threat to Ben Tate, but I do give the edge to Ben Tate right now, and I do expect him to prevail. But I don't think it's, you know, a done deal. If I'm making a prediction, I'm going with Tate. But I think it is an interesting and an intriguing battle, and I think, Terrence West can definitely push him.
Nate, while we're discussing the running back position, let's get into maybe, and it's going to come down to a numbers game, but let's get into the depth situation of it a little bit. Behind Tate and West, can Deion Lewis make a return physically to be able to show that his skills are still with enough burst and explosiveness? Problem being a smaller back maybe in this system, but how do you handicap it, Deion Lewis? Edwin Baker will throw in the young undrafted man from Alabama State, Isaiah Kroll, and even Chris Obanaya. Is this going to get into a severe numbers game and with special teams involved as you look at depth behind West and Tate?
I think you hit it on the head. I think it is going to be a numbers game. I think, Tate and West are obviously locks to make the team, and barring injury, they'll be there for sure. So you got those two guys, and then after that, I mean, how many do you keep? Do you keep three or four? I think if you keep four, it's going to get real interesting, because I think you're looking at, you mentioned Isaiah Crowell, and that's a guy that Ray Farmer thinks is a diamond in the rough kind of guy, and we didn't get to see a lot of him in spring practices because of injury. But I think when the pads go on, that can be a guy who really kind of opens some eyes, just in terms of the talent that we know he has. He ran into off-field issues during college, but, you know, this is a guy of tremendous talent, you know, SEC Freshman of the Year, before, you know, some of that off-field stuff kind of derailed his college career. So he's a guy, I think, if he lives up to the expectations that Ray Farmer has for him, and if he's what Ray Farmer thinks he can be, then I think he can make this team, you know, and that kind of leaves, you know, the assuming all that happens, that kind of leaves a fourth spot, you know, and that would be Edwin Baker, Chris Obanaya, Deion Lewis fighting for that. You know, out of those three guys, I really like Chris Obanaya just because of his versatility. I think he can kind of fit on any NFL roster with everything he can bring on special teams, and just, you know, all the things he can do in terms of, you know, not only running the ball, but blocking. I think he, you know, he just brings a lot to the table, so it's kind of hard to count him out. Deion Lewis, like you said, I got a chance to talk to him as minicamp wrapped up last month. He says he's healthy. He was sitting out some spring practices, but he said the injury that he was dealing with was nothing related to his surgically repaired broken leg that he's recovering from that he suffered last season. And he thinks that despite what others say, including myself, that, you know, I question whether he's a good fit for this system. He says he can fit any system. He says that he has, you know, the vision to excel behind the zone blocking scheme. So we'll see. He's confident. He feels good about where he's at in his recovery and his comeback attempt. So it'll be really interesting because, as you guys remember, he was one of the stars of training camp last year until he got hurt.
Sure. All right. Hey, great, great stuff from you, Nate. Thank you so much. And I know we'll be seeing you out here on the field next week, my friend.
Absolutely.
Thank
guys.
You, Nate.
Thanks a lot.
Right.
Take care.
Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal breaking it down for us. Good stuff from him on the Browns running back position, which, again, is our hot topic of the day, our Ohio Business Machine's hot topic that we are going to do a little further analysis. We want to hear from you at 216-578-0850. You want to call us up. You tweet us, and we're going to get into next some of your tweets because it is Wednesday, and that means it is Mailbag Wednesday. Hashtag Mailbag is what you should be using when you are tweeting us at Browns_Daily. We'll dive into those coming up on CBD.